So we should have some kind of worship back there.
Welcome to the Filipino Freethinkers podcast. That's also a video. I'm Red.
I'm Pepe.
I'm Margie.
And if you haven't heard or read about the recent RH bill oral arguments, we've been hearing some more rational arguments from our side, of course. But again, we can see the bigotry from some of the other justices. And I suggest that you just read about that that oral argument. We won't be talking about that now. What we will be talking about are our other advocacies. And we'll start with a discussion of racism. So recently, what happened?
Recently, there was a competition. And
a sporting
competition. Yeah, a sporting competition. Was it Gilas?
Basketball.
The Gilas.
FIBA.
Basketing the ball.
Yeah.
It's an international.
The sport where you put the ball in a hole.
Yeah, these people don't do sports, obviously. So
anyway,
it's basketball.
Yeah. 50 people to a team.
The Philippine team was up against the Iranian team.
Yes.
And
was this the finals?
Not finals. Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, it was. Okay. Spurts. Anyway, we lost to the Iranians. So, okay, too bad. But unfortunately, there was a lot of rage coming from the Pinoys on the internet.
Yeah.
A recurring phrase that cropped up was puso versus putok.
Wow.
They were saying like, oh, Pinoys have heart and Iranians have, you know,
body odor.
Wow.
And like, oh my god, are you serious?
I've been reading also about like boycotting shawarma stores or stuff like that.
Yeah,
but we won't elaborate on the bad things that they've been saying because they're obviously all racist.
Yeah.
Before we go any further, let's just make the discussion more are less racist. I mean, saying Pinoys, whether Pinoys are racist or not, is it itself racist? Because not all Pinoys are racist or not racist. There are only particular people who make those comments who are obviously racist.
Okay.
So when we talk about racist Pinoys, we're not talking about all Pinoys. We're just talking about why some Filipinos exhibit racism and not why all Filipinos are racist.
I guess we don't really have stigma around talking negatively about other cultures. It's not frowned upon. It's not like taboo to say na, oh, ganyan siya kasi X culture siya. Like, oh, kasi Koreano siya. Or, ganyan yan kasi Bombay siya. Or something like that. Bombay.
Bombay.
Sorry.
Isn't that racist?
Yeah,
so.
Sorry, Baban.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, because people don't frown upon such manners of speaking.
So it's tolerated in society.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
I also think that a lot of people who would otherwise not be racist acted in a racist manner because they were upset by the outcome of the game.
It's like, a situational thing.
Yeah, it's because they identify so much with the sport and in the country. They just lost it and just decided to screw it. We're going to flame these people.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, a lot of people were a bit taken by surprise that we've gotten this far in the competition, from what I understand. So there's a lot of Pinoy pride going on. So I guess because people were so hyped up on Pinoy pride because we've been winning so often, if we lose, that's an affront to our Pinoy pride. So that's how they counteract.
Yeah, speaking of Pinoy pride, I actually think that it's the other side of racism. Like wherever there is racism, there's also Pinoy pride and vice versa. So it's actually an indicator. And I'm not just saying this, there are actually studies that show this. One such study was published in the April 12, 2012 issue of Personality and Social Psychology Bulletin, where they studied 1,400 participants in Canada and the United States. And what they found was, like, people who exhibit that kind of nationalistic pride do tend more to become racists and bigots of all sorts. Not just racists like homophobes, or people with prejudice towards minorities. And the way they explain this is they looked at pride, like that trait of pride, and categorized it into two kinds. So there's the authentic pride and hubristic pride. So authentic pride is something they define as something like that feeling that you get when you do something with your own talent and merit and you feel good for the achievements associated with them. On the other hand, there's hubristic pride where you only feel pride because of things that are trivial, like you were born in a certain place or you're associated with a certain person, like you have the same nationality or whatever. And you, when you feel pride because of the achievements of other people in this way, they call it hubristic pride. And they found that the correlation with hubristic pride and racism and homophobia are very high. So whenever, I think we can particularize this question even more about Filipinos being racist as Filipinos who exhibit Pinoy pride, that kind of go Pinoy and screw everyone, every other country or nationality or race. It's that. Pinoy pride is racist. I actually wrote about this previously, and I was when I saw this research, there it goes. Like my suspicion was actually backed by at least this study.
It smacks of insecurity.
Yeah. It is insecure. It is. The study actually says that it's insecurity. Like people who are often like in a bad situation, economically or otherwise, like they tend to make up for this with these kinds of behaviors, hubristic pride, because sometimes you just need to be happy, and if you're not doing well in your own situation, you look to others who are like yourself to be that kind of proxy achiever that you could not be.
Yeah, but I'm glad that we have these terms now, hubristic pride, and what's the other one?
Authentic pride.
Yeah. Because I didn't know these terms before, and I'm glad that we have these terms now to clarify and make a distinction. Because you can't generalize and say that it's bad to be proud ever. You know?
Yeah.
So there's a place for pride, and now at least we have these categories for pride to say that. I would say we should try to avoid hubristic pride.
Yeah.
And concentrate more on authentic pride.
Yeah, it's also something that I think is good for individuals. Like authentic pride, when you reserve that for something that you work hard for, you actually encourage that behavior of working hard.
Yeah.
And I think when you only get your kicks out of someone else, like that, I don't know, maybe
there's
it also...
between the reward and the effort that you put in.
Yeah. So pride is not always bad, but it's definitely bad when it's hubristic pride, because that leads to racism and also homophobia. Which brings us to our next topic, which is actually homophobia. And it's not just the usual homophobia that we all know and hate. It's actually a different twist on homophobia. It's kind of like people have started to reverse the charge. Like a U2 or a Tukwoke kind of, I'm not the one who's the bigot here, you're the bigot. Like, I'm not the one who's taking away your rights, you're the one who's actually trampling my rights. And let's talk about this, because there have been leaders of the anti-LGBT rights movement who are also, of course, against the RH law. They've been saying things like, the LGBT rights will trample my rights. I'm not against gays. They always say this. I'm not against the LGBT. And they always say gays. They don't say LGBT. They generalize as just, they're just the gays. I'm not against the gays having rights. I'm against those rights trampling mine. Now, what's your take on this?
It's pretty pure and utter bullshit. Like, they've become so privileged that they feel that equal treatment is an affront to them. That's how I feel.
The thing is, I don't even know if that feeling affronted is sincere. It's possible that it's just like an excuse. Do they really feel affronted?
I
would
trust
guess
them.
They probably, it's not outside the realm of possibility that they really do have these intense feelings.
Like they're
of
really
feeling,
that insane.
Yeah.
So let's take their word for it. Let's believe them when they say that they feel their rights are being trampled. Now, which rights? what rights are trampled when you allow LGBT couples to marry, when you allow them to adopt children, when you allow them to, or when you prevent prejudice or violence against them, against their group. Like, what rights of anti-LGBT individuals are being trampled?
The right to be a bigoted asshole.
Is that a natural right?
Yeah, that's a natural right.
They also mentioned that these, giving them equal rights would trample upon laws that uphold natural law.
Yeah.
Which we all know is...
It's not a thing in the law.
Yeah. And even if you... Okay, let's take nature as an example. It seems that homosexuality is pretty common in nature.
So that goes out of the window. Yeah. So they're actually thinking that, like Margie said, that the right to be a bigot. They think that they have that right, and passing LGBT laws would take that right away from them. They also probably think that that Catholics or people, of course, who are against the LGBT community must not be exposed to this kind of choice. Because apparently if you allow LGBT couples to marry, then some members of their community might want to take that option. Mm-hmm. And having that choice is not something that they think they want. They think that Catholics do not, I have the right to not be given the choice to do something that's against their faith.
It's something like they're afraid of temptation. Something
Well, yeah, it betrays the very basic principle of Catholicism, which is choice is bad. If you want to be a Catholic, follow these rules. It's pretty straightforward. Like, yeah, there are a lot of things you can't choose about.
Of course, some Catholics believe that free will is a gift from God, mm-hmm. and there, like, some progressive Catholics definitely go back to the freedom of conscience, where they will actually be given the choice. And these bigoted individuals who make such statements about rights being trampled actually treat their fellow Catholics as like little children.
Yeah.
Like they take away the issue of consent. They take away the consent of these individuals. They take away the responsibility of choice. And is it still a good choice when the choice is not there at all? Like that's the kind of situation that they want to happen. It's the same with the RH bill. They don't want to give people the choice to buy contraceptives, to try artificial contraceptive methods that are against their teaching. And and those things are not rights. What are actually rights? What does the law actually say? I checked here and it says that the state does recognize the Filipino family as the foundation of the nation. It shall strengthen its solidarity and actively promote its total development. Marriage is an inviolable social institution. It's the foundation of the family and shall be protected by the state. And the rights that individuals actually have, they have the right of spouses to found a family in accordance with their religious convictions. The right of children to assistance, the right of the family to a family living wage. None of these things are actually taken away from individuals if you allow LGBT individuals to marry people from the same sex. I mean, if an LGBT wedding happens, does that prevent other straight couples from marrying? No. I think the way they see it is, if those LGBT individuals were prevented from having an LGBT same-sex marriage, then they would be forced to have a same-sex marriage. I mean, a straight marriage, rather.
Yeah.
So, I just really don't get their logic. And another comment that I saw related to this post, Matthew said that we are not being intolerant. I want to read it actually, but it's so stupid. I'll just paraphrase it. He said, we are not actually being intolerant. You're the ones being intolerant of my Catholic beliefs. And that's privilege right there. Mm-hmm. This person also goes on to say that we shouldn't even be calling them gays. We should be calling them homos or homo freaks. And that's just the kind of comment that you would expect from someone with this kind of thinking. They really see it. I mean, the whole line of the Catholic Church when it comes to homosexuality is, we do not condemn the person. We do not condemn the sinner. We condemn the sin. But when you hear people like this, the message just doesn't get across. They still, you can't separate the sin from the sinner in many cases, which is evident in this case. And it's really a bad thing.
And in this case, like, the sin is too deeply embedded in the nature of the
person, yeah.
Sinner. Yeah. It's shown that homosexuality is something that's it's natural. It's a natural thing,
yes.
And you can't change it.
Right.
They don't choose to be homosexuals, yeah. Whereas we don't choose to be straight.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, if it's that, how are we going? So
intrinsic.
Yeah, that intrinsic. It's really difficult to separate sin from sin.
Yeah. So again,
they don't know that. They don't understand. They don't understand. They don't try to understand that.
Again, to conclude, that there is no such right as a right to deprive others of their human rights. I think many bigots think they have a right to deprive others of their... Because it's changed. It's definitely changed.
Yeah.
The status quo is something that these bigoted Catholics have become used to. Mm-hmm. And they think they have a right to maintain that status quo. For others to not... They see it as a zero-sum game.
Mm-hmm.
Where if someone else gains rights, they're probably being deprived of their rights. But that's not the thing. That's not the actual case. We can all have our rights that we are entitled to as human beings. And that's something that they need to be reminded of. So any final words about the issues we discussed today?
I just hope that when Gilas goes to Spain, right? Wherever they're going,
yeah.
So they're going somewhere, that Filipinos learn from what happened with the Iranian battle, and I call it a battle, be more
graceful in defeat.
Yes.
If they sports, actually lose.
Show some sportsmanship.
Sportsmanship, yeah.
There's healthy competition, and there's this unhealthy unsportsmanlike behavior.
If we complain, we're just going to look really bad on an international level.
So let's just end it with the message that if you think that you're just exhibiting Pinoy pride, like, double check, like, rethink it. It might be racism. So thank you for watching this episode of the Filipino Freethinkers Podcast. It's also a video, and see you next time.
Next time.
Subway.